You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome back to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and today we are going through the habit forming series, and we are going to talk about why our brain forms habits. Let's look at why our brain builds habits. But first, what is a habit? A habit is a behavior repeated enough times until it becomes automatic. The process in which the brain converts a sequence of actions into an automatic routine, which, by the way, scientists say is at the root of how our habits are formed. You see, we operate 95% of the time from the subconscious mind, also known as the habitual mind. This part of the brain is our instincts, our experiences, our observations, and our acquired programs. And we operate only 5% of the time from the conscious mind, also known as the creative mind. That's the frontal cortex. The conscious mind is where our identity resides and our wishes, desires, and aspirations too. This is where we do the majority of our positive thinking. The brain is designed that way to protect us. Let's imagine having to relearn how to walk each time you stand up, or having to relearn how to drive every time you get in the car. Those tasks became automatic. Heck, sometimes I drive home and I don't remember how I got there. The route has become a habit. We do it so many times that we don't even think about each turn anymore. When a habit emerges, the brain stops fully participating in decision making. It stops working so hard and diverts focus to other tasks. So unless you deliberately fight a habit, unless you find new routines, the pattern will unfold automatically. So now that we know habits form without our permission, don't you want to be intentional about the habits you want to create? I know I do. By nature, our brain is designed to go to automatic mode as a way to protect us, but also free up our brain power so we learn new things. Aren't you happy that you never have to relearn how to walk every time you get up to move? Such necessary action has become automatic. Put one foot in front of the other, and it's that simple. It has become a habit. You do it without thinking about it. Once a habit is formed, you stop paying attention to what you are doing. That is the power behind our habits. They exist to help solve our problems. The brain builds habits so that we solve a problem or the task becomes second nature, becomes automatic, and then it gets moved to the subconscious mind so it can free up our mental capacity or our conscious mind, our creative mind, to learn a new task and have space to solve new problems. It's all for our own good, but this also happens for bad habits as well. You know what? Let me take a step back. Actually, the label good habit and bad habit is incorrect. There are no good habit or bad habits. There are only effective habits. That is effective at solving problems. Remember the learning to walk example earlier? That habit solved the problem of not having to crawl around on all fours all day long. Not effective, is it? The habit made it more efficient for us to get around. All habits serve you in some way, even the bad ones. That is why you repeat them. You see, your life today is essentially the sum of your habits. How in shape or out of shape you are is a result of your habits. How happy or unhappy you are, again, is a result of your habits. How successful or unsuccessful you are, a result of your habits. What you repeatedly do, like what you spend your time thinking about or doing each day, ultimately forms the person you are, the things you believe, and the personality that you portray. But what if you want to improve? What if you want to form new habits? How would you go about it? That's what I want to share with you, the scientific framework of how habits are created. I will see you in the next episode.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.